Okay, we're going to go to closing comments. I'm going to change the rules slightly. I'm going to give you each 2 minutes. Yeah, 1 minute to 2 minutes. We're going to give you 2 minutes each for any closing comments you'd like to make. Brad, we're going to start with you.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm sorry there's no pancakes. Last year we had a little debacle and the syrup dropped right over here. But it's good to see you here. And I just want to tell you something. I hope that you can feel it, that I have a great love for this city. I have served in many capacities outside of local government, but as neighbor, and so my heart is fully vested in American Fork City. I've raised my family here, my grandchildren. We've been real blessed to have all our kids want to stay here. If one tried to leave, I might get a little upset, at least one of the grandkids. I don't know about the kids. But I think the distinction that I'm making, that I would make with you between two candidates here, is one that I am a collaborator, that I bring people to the table. My temperament is that of just to be a good listener. And I refuse to let Washington dictate American Fork City. And we even talked about this as a campaign team as we was going in. And when we campaigned and we went around and we were talking with people, we thought, should we carry somebody along with us that's in this congressional race? We thought, no, that just takes away time of talking about American Fork. And so I chose to stay focused on American Fork. The 3rd Congressional District can take care of itself. They're grown-up men with good teams. And so I love this city. I will give everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that I know, and I will use the people around me for the greater good to make sure this city is prosperous. And that includes the residents, the committees. But let me tell you, having sit on the council is so important, and I'll be very inclusive because I'd rather, if we're going to make a mistake somewhere along the line, let's make it together.
We have a great city. This is a wonderful place to live. It truly is. I think you all know that. And lots of other people know it too. That's why they're coming here. Why is it great? Part of it is because of our shared values. We gain from learning from others, certainly, and I'm interested in that. But a lot of what makes it great to live here is our shared values. And we need to be concerned about the direction that our city's going. In 2013, December, right around Christmas time, when no one was paying attention, a federal judge from Connecticut who'd been in Utah less than six months overturned our state constitution. He doesn't have the judicial authority to do that. Remember, we the people are the ultimate source of governmental authority. I proposed an amendment, a resolution rather, that would affirm the Utah state constitution's definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. In response to that ruling by that judge, because before I was even in office, about 10 days before, none of the fellow councilmen would support me in that. Where was the leadership? Governor Herbert had to be brought to the legal fight, kicking and screaming practically. I ran for county commissioner to raise this issue when the council wouldn't take it up, and ran an issues campaign and got this before the Republican convention, and finally, Herbert would jump in. Finally, Reyes litigated this. We need to be concerned about the direction our city's going. Is it over regulation? Is it over taxation? Is it adding to our debt burden? Is it increasing our fees in subtle ways? You know these studies? That's cover. Anytime the city wants to raise a fee, they're going to do a study. You need to be aware of these things, and you need to vote to go in the right direction.
I know it's a difficult thing to stand before folks in campaign. I've done it a few times myself. And so if we can give a round of applause for the candidates.